And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. This Quick Tip Tuesday, you get a two for one. You get myself and my husband, Brett, because we're talking about knowing your numbers. We love watching The Prophet, Marcus Lemon. Is that how you say his name?
Lemonis,
yeah. We love watching that show because his personality and his expertise in business is amazing. But he's a guy who understands the numbers and the process and the people. And Brett and I, we kind of divide those things. So I'm really about the process and the people. And he really understands the numbers. Like, we cross over a little bit in those regards, but Brett's primary focus is the numbers. And as Marcus Lemonis says, and it's really true, you got to know your numbers. If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. And if you don't know your business, you're probably going to be out of business, or your business could be putting you into debt. So we want to go over just a few things. And you need to know about your numbers and how often you should be looking at these things. So when it comes to looking at our numbers, I know you do that daily in terms of our portfolio. So let's not talk portfolio. Let's just talk about our different business silos, because we have a couple of different, well, probably like three or four different brands that we manage. And Brett's objective is to know the numbers.
So once a week is my metrics to view everything that we're doing, whether it's a physical product, a digital product, somebody that is creating Facebook ads for us, what those metrics are. If you set it up the right way, people listening to this might go, once a week, wow, that sounds like a lot. But once you set it up and it becomes a routine and it's programmed in your phone, it takes 20 minutes.
Okay, so let's talk to the entrepreneur who's really creative. They figured out a way to make money. They think they're making money, right? Because they see a surplus sometimes. Maybe they don't really know what's going on with their numbers until they end up filing taxes. Or maybe they haven't filed taxes.
Which is too late.
Right. But so talk to that person who, let's say it was someone we know who's really creative, who's found a way to make money, but they're just not looking at their numbers. They're just assuming because they're getting big checks, there's a surplus sometimes at the end of the month that, all right, this is going well, and I don't need to worry about it too much until I go to file taxes. How would you tell them to go about setting, and also, numbers is not their thing. Numbers is not their thing. So bookkeeper, is this an accountant? Is this hiring a CFO? This is someone, let's say, who is a solopreneur and they don't have a team or a partner right now who does have that proclivity. So where would you tell them to start?
If you're not willing and your brain doesn't go there to the numbers, then you have to hire a bookkeeper. Accountants down the road, they'll take what your bookkeeper does and figure it all out for you. Mm-hmm. You don't need to worry about an accountant right now. You need to worry about a bookkeeper who is so meticulous that they'll break everything out for you so that it will be absolutely glaring where your profits are and where you're struggling. Because right now, if you're not doing that at the end of the month, you're just like getting this, okay, we're plus $5,000 or something like that. And you're like, but what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Are you losing money where you could be spending more time? Or are you like, wait a second, we're doing so well at this part of the business, we need to pour more resources into that. I call it adding fuel to the fire. You know, when something's going really well, but if you don't know it and you're not willing to take the time to do it, you have to hire a bookkeeper or it's not smart.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate. Brett, I can't afford to. Like, I'm barely eking by right now. And, you know, I'm trying to come up with all the creativity and I just don't have the time or the money to hire a bookkeeper right now. So I will when I can afford to.
Let me give you some tough love. You're probably not an entrepreneur. You probably should just go work for somebody else. Because if you're in this to make money for yourself so that you can have the luxuries of an entrepreneur, the freedom of an entrepreneur, you have to slow down, get yourself a bookkeeper, and let them help you. You think of it as like, oh, I'm hiring this new person. They legitimately can do this. So at first, this might cost you a little bit more money because they have to figure out all your books. So the first 2 weeks might be a little bit more expensive. But once they figure it out, that's the way their brain works. It doesn't mm-hmm. take them. It might take them just a couple hours a week to handle all your receipts and your books. And then you can go in there and look at this nice little spreadsheet and go, oh, we're spending way too much money on this, or we're not spending enough money on that. And they'll make you money. They will legitimately make your money back tenfold if you hire the right bookkeeper.
And when you say hire the right bookkeeper, isn't that something that people could find a consultant or a freelancer, maybe on Upwork or any number of places? Yes?
Yes. I mean, that's exactly where you should start. We have, what do we run? A couple of, you know, 7-8-figure businesses, and we don't have a full-time bookkeeper. Mm-hmm. She's a consultant. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she works 5 hours a week. Sometimes she works 10 hours a week.
And we have a lot of businesses, a lot of employees, a lot of moving pieces. Like, so if we can do that in, like you said, maybe 5 hours a week, average bookkeeping right now is what?
Probably 5 to 7 hours a week, because she understands our business. But you got to remember, we have like 7 businesses,
yeah,
you know, all wrapped into one. So it took a while for her to figure it out, probably 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks, it probably cost us a little bit more money, maybe 15 to 20 hours a week. Mm-hmm. But once she did that, it's 5 hours, 7 hours a week.
And this is really important for you to wrap your head around. You want to take your business to the next level. Not only do you need to know your numbers in terms of a profit and loss or even a sales report and projections, but you need to see those numbers. Because when you do, like, so for me personally, I'm not the bookkeeper, I'm not the CFO, but when Brett shows me numbers and we're going over what each one of our business areas or business centers, each one of those generates in terms of income, what I do is I look at each one of them and I ask myself, how much work do I spend on this area? How much time do I spend on this particular venture? And how much stress or how much do I enjoy it? So when I look at an area where I'm like, holy cow, we're making that much money and I haven't done anything in that area or that particular business center, and this one over here causes me so much stress and a lot of headache and it's hard and I don't enjoy it that much and it's not nearly as profitable, but that's where I'm spending the majority of my time, that allows me to make adjustments to where I'm spending my focus and my time.
But the adjustments in focus is 100% predicated on the numbers, mm-hmm. which is what most entrepreneurs don't do. Mm-hmm. They just keep just doing, and doing, and they don't take a step back and look like, does this even make sense?
You can literally 10x your business just by realizing which areas are greater profit centers and how you can better allocate your time, because it's not just, like I said, profit centers or sales reports. It's also a return on your investment of time and people. Where do you need to hire people? Where do you need to find an agency? Where do you need to improve the numbers? It's not always about creating something new. More often than not, entrepreneurs who are smart about business and don't want to get caught up in that whole hustle lifestyle, then if that's you, then you need to look at your numbers and realize, okay, what area is working, but we could improve it? Any tools or apps you'd want to recommend people start with?
You're usually really good at that. Where's the best place for people to find a bookkeeper? Just on like a freelance type place?
Yeah, I love Upwork. I mean, I've had great, great success on Upwork. I know there's a bunch of them, but like we've just found great people on Upwork.
And the great thing about Upwork or whatever uh-huh. platform you do, you just tell them this is temporary.
Yeah.
Like just to get my book straight and stuff like that. And then if you jive, you like the person, you can give them more work. It's a consultant. It's not like you're hiring somebody and you have to like go into this full-on relationship with them.
Right. We've also used a really great agency called Belay. They're out of Nashville. A husband and wife run the company and they just do an amazing job of finding the right people here in the United States, whether it's a virtual assistant or a bookkeeper, a project manager. So that's another really great resource. And sometimes, you know, you get what you pay for. Belay, I'll put a link to it in our show notes. It's Belay, BelaySolutions.com. You can check them out. We've got some people on our team right now who Belay helped us find, and they've been phenomenal. And it's nice to have like an agency that helps you find these people, because that can take some time. Our bookkeeper that we just recently hired, that was someone we found on Upwork, and it, you know, it took a lot of time going through interviews, and then, you know, I would interview the person, then Brett would interview the person, and we've been really fortunate. But just take the time to slow down and do this because in the long run, it's going to make you money. Brett Johnson, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having me today. So much fun.
All right. Checks in the mail, Brett Johnson. Don't forget to check out instaclubhub.com. Brock and I are helping people crush it on Instagram, and we have so much fun doing it. Why not build your business with us by growing your audience on Instagram? We'll make it fun. We'll get the job done. We make it easy, simple, and seamless. So check out instaclubhub.com.